third week of freedom here. I am not doing any video podcasting. I love it. I really love it. For a long time there, maybe it's about not trying to be someone you're not. And it's not about wannabe stuff. There are a lot of YouTubers and people that go on YouTube to make, videos and so forth. And I was trying this idea. I've got podcasts here. I'll do YouTube audience there. And the scripts don't always work. There's these general ideas in the public that this is how your business has to work. This is how your genre has to work. This is how your formatting has to work. It has to be like this. We have these ideas of how things are supposed to be, how they're supposed to work, how they're supposed to run, and they don't always work. I'm always counterintuitive. Zach's always telling me that I'm the guy who's there to argue or find something to complain about or something wrong. Not in a bad way, but to be different, it's called a gadfly. The misfits, the rebels in the Steve Jobs. I'm gonna sneeze here. Well, that came out of nowhere. But it's always in the what's going on over here in Taiwan. The air is incredibly dirty. We get these seasonal changes when we're shifting between summer and winter. Taiwan has two seasons. It has 10 months of summer and 2 months of winter. It does not really have a spring or an autumn. It's pretty much a two-season... three or four times a year, we get a lingering rain cloud, where some rain cloud just decides to hover over Taiwan and just rains. It's solid. Sometimes it's a week, two, three. One time there was constant cloud cover for 3 weeks. Well, anyhow, when we're shifting between seasons, this is a shift. We're going from hot to cold. It's autumn for most people. The dust, the dirt from China comes over across the Taiwan Strait and messes us all up. So the air is irritating and annoying and dry. And I don't know if you're PacificDailyTimes.com, okay, that right there at the top is the video, the weather video. And one of the things that Ben Davidson, the guy in the video, was saying in the October 20, 2019 video, he does those every day. One of the things he was saying is that the sun has been bombarding us with particles consistently for several days. No, I don't want to bore you with this, but you need to know this. When there's a coronal hole on the sun, which basically means the sun doesn't have any cloud cover, you can see the surface of the sun directly. The sun has clouds. I don't know if you knew that. Something like clouds. And usually the sun is all covered with clouds, but sometimes at a sunset, you can see a dark spot inside the sun, a sunspot. When we got one of those, the junk from the surface of the sun just spews right out into space and just bombards us. And then there's also flares, also CMEs. These are all different things, but similar. The sun spits and sends these different things at us. A CME is a coronal mass ejection. It's when that thing on the sun goes and the sun basically sneezes. A flare is like a little magnetic explosion, and it sends magnets at us ultra fast. They get here within minutes, I think. CMEs can take 3 days. Anyhow. I'm Osprey-splaining. Some people call it rambling. The sun's been whacking us with stuff, and it's been causing radio problems, internet problems. It's been making people extra irritable. I don't know if you've noticed that or not. Very fascinating. So, PacificDailyTimes.com. Look at those links up there and all the dates and stuff up at the top. There's how to watch the sun, I think, suspiciousobservers.org. Lots of interesting information. And that's part of what's making me sneeze. Where was I? Oh yeah. Being ourselves. I'll tell you, I'm usually the gadfly, And I'm usually the one to try to be different and have an open mind because that makes the story fun. We want surprises in the movie, you know. And it also makes us think. But here I was trying to do podcasting with YouTube video, and it's not always going to work. You know, there's so many factors. We can't say what is and is not going to work without trying it, because there are always factors that we don't know, things that make a difference that we didn't know make a difference, and then we didn't know made a difference because it's hypothetical. And yeah, so there we go. Video didn't work, and audio. But that's how podcasts have to be. They just have to go on audio. Big deal for me, speaking of trial and error and trying ideas, PacificDailyAds.com. It's working. It's in testing. A lot of it's not finished yet, but you can actually go and buy an ad, entering a fake credit card. It's got to be all 42, just the number 42, again and again and again. If you want to go to PacificDailyAds.com and try to purchase an ad, it's not going to, you'll see your little ad somewhere. You'll be log in. There's all kinds of fun stuff. I still need to write the analytics page, but I've got the look and feel all done. I've got back end stuff done. I had some security stuff that I've been checking on. I'm amazed at the progress. I'm learning computer code doing this. I had a very good friend kindly say that he thought that there was no way that this business idea is going to work, and I just said, well, you can't say that because every business idea has to be tried. The ideas that are going to work and not going to work, we just don't know. We don't know. Who can say what is and is not going to happen? So, I kind of wonder if the reason my friend said that is because he's just thinking too much. Because he told me that people don't like to look at pictures, and that's why my ad thing wouldn't work. He never figured out that there aren't pictures in my advertisements on this thing. It's not pictures, it's text. So I think, I don't know, there's, you know, it's really, again, like I say, there's factors that we don't know. You know, in your own life, there's things going, you didn't know that why you were irritated all last week was because of the sun whacking us. You know, I guess that's a wrap. I think that's what the point of my podcast weekly here is about. We don't know what all the factors are. We don't know what all the factors are. You've got to try and be yourself. That's the best shot. You're going to fail at being somebody else. And if you're going to fail, you might as well fail at being yourself. And you've got to try. I could say it again for another 2 minutes, but I think that's a great wrap. Love you tons and tons and tons. Interesting week ahead with the Taiwan Special. See you tomorrow.